Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. The most suffering victims of the war are Gaza's children with disabilities. Translated. The catastrophic war on Gaza, which began on October 7, 2023, has affected every aspect of life there. People, trees, stones, and resources, especially women and children. Death and destruction have spread everywhere. According to the Ministry of Health in Gaza, it has resulted in the deaths of more than 63,000 people, the injury of approximately 160,000 others, and the displacement of hundreds of thousands, amid a dire humanitarian crisis that includes shortages of food, medicine, and clean drinking water. A recent report by a United Nations committee reported that 157,114 people were injured during October 7, 2023. And August 21st of this year, 25% of whom are at risk of lifelong disabilities. It announced that approximately 40,500 children have sustained war-related injuries during the 2 years since the outbreak of the war, and that more than half of them suffer from disabilities. At least 21,000 children in Gaza have become disabled. The committee said that people with hearing or sight impairments were often unaware of evacuation orders from the occupying forces, making it impossible for them to flee. Some were martyred without even knowing about the evacuation orders. A number were forced to flee in unsafe and indecent conditions, such as crawling through sand or mud without assistance. They also faced significant cuts in humanitarian aid, leaving many without food, clean water, or sanitation, and dependent on others for survival, especially since they are unable to access them. Children had a great share of these disabilities, becoming the occupation's preferred targets in its ongoing war of extermination. Every airstrike can mean the amputation of a child's leg, lifelong paralysis, or a disfigurement that alters their features and leaves a permanent scar, leaving them facing the prospect of losing an entire future in an instant. In displacement camps and shelters, they lack access to medical care, assistive devices, or even adequate food. With most hospitals destroyed and medicines and medical equipment in short supply, children with disabilities are the most vulnerable to medical neglect. Many of them require regular physiotherapy sessions, permanent medication, and prosthetic limbs. However, the complete cut of medical services have turned these necessities into an unattainable dream. Psychologically, children are torn between fear of airstrikes, hunger, and the lack of hope, making their daily lives an endless series of suffering. All this and more is happening in front of the eyes and ears of the entire world, with its institutions and associations that claim to be humanitarian and uphold human rights. What they do does not go beyond formal protests here and submitting reports there, or trying to bring in aid that does not satisfy hunger. And the Muslim rulers are busy preserving their seats of power and thrones on the corpses and blood of Muslims and their suffering, especially in Gaza, oblivious and heedless of what he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said.
ما من امرئ يخذل امرئا مسلما في موضع تنتهك فيه حرمته وينتقص فيه من عرضه إلا خذله الله في موضع يحب فيه نصرته. وما من امرئ ينصر مسلما في موضع ينتقص فيه من عرضه وينتهك فيه من حرمته إلا نصره الله في موطن يحب نصرته.
No Muslim man will desert a man who is a Muslim in a place where his respect may be violated and his honor aspersed, without Allah deserting him in a place where he wishes his help. And no Muslim man who will help a Muslim in a place where his honor may be aspersed and his respect violated without Allah helping him in a place where he wishes his help. The day of retribution from them is near, Allah willing. Women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.